Lucas Oil Stadium. The 1-0 Eagles against the 0-1 Indianapolis Colts. He looks, he fires, and walking in for the touchdown is Amon Bradshaw. Luck, he fires, and the Colts take the lead. Gets it to McCoy, who barrels forward.
Touchdown.
It is a touchdown for Shady McCoy. Now they keep it on the ground and get it. The football is loose, and the Eagles say they have it. It went to Richardson, and the football came loose. The Eagles are on it. I think it's DeMeco Ryan. He comes back. He gives it to Sproles. Cuts to the outside. 15, 10, down to the 5 goes Darren Sproles.
No, he's
and now,
in.
Now he's in. He rolls forward. He was tripped. Fires. Complete. Touchdown! 36 yards for the game. The kick is up.
What a moment.
It's good! Yeah! And the Eagles win! Cody Parkey!
It's a tough one, babe, but it's just awesome to pull that out. Great game on Monday night.
What a night it was in Indianapolis. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson, and the Eagles moving to 2-0 on Monday night with a game that, Chris, was an absolute classic, particularly in that second half.
Certainly that's the case. Still amazed at the way the Eagles were so resilient. Darren Sproles, explosive throughout the course of the second half. Nick Foles' clutch game. Jerry Maclin with the game-tying touchdown. And Cody Parkey, not once, but twice, kicking the game-winning field goal to defeat his former team, the Colts.
And so the Eagles, once again, the cardiac kids, the comeback kids. And they go to 2-0 with that big win on the road. And we flip the page today, looking ahead just a little bit to the Washington Redskins. With that in mind, we'll sit down for our exclusive one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly in just a little while. First, let's get you caught up on everything going on at the NovaCare Complex today. We send it out to the practice field with Bo Wolf.
Thanks, guys, and of course, head coach Chip Kelly talked today, a day after the Eagles' second straight comeback win, a 30-27 come-from-behind victory over the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football. And Chip Kelly says that while he's glad that his team has so much fight in the second half, he wouldn't mind them starting a little bit quicker.
I think it's a combination of everything. I think there's a feeling-out process how people are going to play you. You know, they ran the ball, I think, a little bit more than we thought they were going to run the ball in the first half. So you got to make some adjustments from that standpoint. But I also think our players, as the course of the game went along, you could see them growing, their confidence growing and getting an understanding of what we're trying to do. So I think it's a combination of all those things. I think they're very honest in their assessments and they understand that they can improve. So it's, you know, no one should be patting themselves on the back in anywhere that, you know, we're fortunate to be 2-0. We've done a great job of coming back in both games, but there's a lot of work on in every aspect of the game that we need to work on. So, and that's a great thing about this group. They understand that. I don't think anything stood out in particular. It's just kind of what we train to do and how we play it is what we expect our guys to play like. I think they have a good sense and understanding of what we're trying to get accomplished, and you know, they don't panic in those situations because we've tried to, as a staff, to put them in those situations from a training standpoint so that they've been through that before. So, you know, it's really just go back to your preparation. And we say it all the time is no one rises to the occasion. You always sink to your level of training. And, you know, that's how we trained. And you heard our guys talking about it after the game. This is no different than period 22 on a Wednesday or a Thursday for us. So.
It is a short week for the Eagles, of course, and so they're back to work on the practice field today with a walkthrough ahead of Sunday's showdown with Washington at Lincoln Financial Field. That's your news roundup presented by Sports Authority. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks, Bo. And with the win, the Eagles are 2-0 and remain in first place in the NFC East. And as you mentioned, Dave, the Eagles kick off the NFC East slate this Sunday against Washington.
Yeah, the Washington Redskins, with their impressive win on Sunday against the Jacksonville Jaguars, that defense making life miserable for Chad Henne and the Jaguars offense. This Eagles offense knows it's got to be a lot better for 60 minutes. And when we return to Eagles 360, we'll talk Eagles offense. Big numbers for a half, not exactly what Chip Kelly has in mind. We'll also hear from running back LeSean McCoy. The numbers are solid, not yet where he wants them to be. All of that and more coming up when Eagles 360 returns.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Hey, Eagles fans!
When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
What would you ask quarterback Nick Foles? Well, here's your chance. Just tweet your question using hashtag AskAnEagle, and your question could be featured on Inside the Eagles, airing on 6ABC in Philadelphia on Fridays at 1:05 a.m. Ask an Eagle, presented by Geico. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. It's Dave and Chris here in the Xfinity studio at the NovaCare Complex. And let's talk a little bit about the Eagles offense, starting with running back LeSean McCoy. He met the media after Monday night's game. A solid performance from McCoy. 20 carries, 79 yards, a touchdown. Not quite enough for the fantasy football players, but certainly enough for the Philadelphia Eagles.
I won't say surprise me. I've seen him in the past. I played against him a couple of times, and he's always find a way to make plays. If it's on the ground or if it's in the air or for special teams, you know, he's really giving us some spark. I mean, shoot, without Sproles, I mean, we would be in some trouble, to be honest. We really would. I think that's why we're a team. You know, when guys are struggling, he's picking everybody up. The great thing about winning is if you don't play well or if things don't go right, you know, to have the attitude to fight to win. That's what it's all about. You know, that's what we're doing every game. Fighting, clawing to win. Now we're going to have them blowouts. That's waiting to happen. Hopefully next week. You know, but if you got to win like this, we got to win like this. I think it starts with me. I got to get it going. So we can suck up them guys and throw the ball deep and everybody can make the plays. I mean, that's something I take personally. And it starts with me. That's how I see it. I think if we all play on another level, we'll be a way better team. It says a lot about us not playing at that elite level and still winning these games. Where if we're hitting all cylinders, I mean, sky's the limit for this team.
So much has been made of the Eagles' offense, tale of two halves. We take a look at the numbers here. In the first half, weeks 1 and 2, you see, Chris, no, zero, zilch, touchdowns. The Eagles much, much better in quarters 3 and 4.
The Eagles outscoring their opponents 58-10 in the second half of the two games over the past couple of games to start this season here. And the key is, to me, the offensive line up front. They had all the injuries with Alan Barber and Evan Mathis going down in the second quarter of that game against Jacksonville. They solidified this week with Dennis Kelly left guard, Andrew Gardner right tackle. Head coach Chip Kelly is saying that, in fact, he's happy with the performance of the offensive line and he's going to keep it consistent moving forward here. So then giving Nick Foles a protection and also just battling that Colts tough defensive line. Certainly a lot of big bodies up there trying to clog up the middle of the field. The Eagles doing a good job of staying with the run game and finally breaking free later on in the game, working the edges.
Yeah, I think to me the focus here for the Eagles at least is scoring touchdowns in the red zone. 0 of 2 against Jacksonville inside the 20-yard line. 0 of 2 in the first half against the Colts. So an opportunity early in the game on Monday night for the Eagles to take a lead with touchdowns. They didn't do that. got things going in the second half with three touchdowns there in the red zone. So clearly, to me, that is the focus. We take a look at some of the other notes here about this first couple of games for the Eagles. The comeback kids, the Eagles, the first team in NFL history to start 20.2-0 after trailing by 14 or more points in the second half of both of the first two games. Chris, that is remarkable. Really points to the resiliency of this team.
The offense realizes that, as Nick Foles said after the Jacksonville game, you can't get 17 points on a single play. And what Chip Kelly's offense does, it's able to work methodically down the field, but at the same time, you get those chunk plays with plays to players like Zach Ertz and Darren Sproles where you can get big yardage, so you're able to move down the field quickly. You look at the third quarter, the two touchdowns came within 2 minutes, of course, thanks to the defensive turnover, but nonetheless, the Eagles, because of how explosive they can be, how efficient they can be when they're on top of their game, they can come back from any deficit.
And then the note that really is interesting, in two games with the Eagles, Darren Sproles has three plays of 40-plus yards, just three plays of 40-plus yards in three seasons in New Orleans. So Sproles obviously has been a huge component in the Eagles' offense, and we break it down even further. Greg Cosell from NFL Films in our Microsoft Beneath the Surface feature, the 57-yard connection, Nick Foles to Darren Sproles leading to an Eagles score.
Thanks. Here's a play I expected to see tonight, and it starts in the backfield right here with Nick Foles in the gun, as he always is, and Darren Sproles offset right next to him. Now, what's going to be interesting about this is you're going to see the Colts. They're going to rush these four, but they're also going to bring a fifth, this linebacker. So what you're going to have is a five-man rush, and they're going to play man coverage behind it. Now, let me clear the screen, and you'll see what as we start this play. Now, if we freeze it about, right here, here's the matchup that you get. You're going to get Sproles out of the backfield. He's running what we call an angle route, and he's going to be matched on a linebacker, Josh McNary. Now, this is not a good matchup for any linebacker in the league, certainly for a backup linebacker starting in place of Jarrell Freeman. So let's clear the screen, see how it plays out, and here's what you get. You get Sproles on the move. This is what you want if you're the Eagles. You want Sproles on the move, an easy throw for Foles. Yes, he was under some pressure, but that's not a difficult throw. Now, if you go to the end zone, you'll see it really clearly. You can freeze it here for a sec. Here's the matchup. Sproles, McNary. This is really, really difficult for a linebacker. Now, because it's man coverage, you see man coverage, you see man coverage, you see a single deep safety. He's got no shot to help on this. So what you see is Sproles running to the middle of the field. Foles, yes, he's under a little pressure. Not a difficult throw right in front of him. Look at all that space. In fact, if we clear the screen, get rid of that, hit this, you'll see what's in front of him. A lot of open space for Darren Sproles. This is a really excellent play. It's a great play against teams like the Colts that use a lot of man coverage. Let's clear the screen. You'll see Sproles. He just will run this out, and he'll run for 50-plus yards. A big play for the Eagles.
Great stuff there, Greg. Now let's go into the locker room after last night's win. Jason Kelce starts us off talking a little bit about the Eagles' offense, the consistency not quite there for a team that is searching for the perfect game.
Throwing passes out of the backfield, screens, runs, draws, I mean, pretty much anything they can do. So it's great to have both of them. Then we can, you know, spell Shady a little bit. He doesn't have to take as many carries and tire him out. So, you know, it's great for us.
He plays so hard and with such emotion that he never wants to let one guy tackle him. He's so explosive in every facet of the game, whether it's in the run game or the pass game or the return game. And I think it just speaks to who he is. He's been playing for 10 years, but he's playing with the emotion of a second-year player. So I think it speaks volumes about him.
You really don't have time to look, you know, to watch him because he is, you know, so quick and he can make things happen so fast. So, you know, when it's him back there, you got to, you know, get up on the guys, you got to block and do it quick.
Well, through the course of his career, he's always been a good screen runner, even going back to his days at the Chargers. North Turner and I talked about that, how their screen game kind of fell off when Darren left. And so he's got a feel for it. He's quick. I think he sort of gets lost in there a little bit, and then all of a sudden he pops out and he's in good position.
Well, we've delved into the offense, but it was the defense that kept the Eagles in the game Monday night against the Colts, and then in the second half, providing some key turnovers to be able to allow the offense to drive down the field and eventually come back and win the game, Dave.
Yeah, the Eagles got that big stop against Andrew Luck, a big takeaway from Malcolm Jenkins earlier, a forced fumble, Fletcher Cox that D'Amico Ryans recovered. So the Eagles defense coming up big. When we return to Eagles 360, we're talking about an Eagles defense that is so much better than it was 1 year ago.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discounts Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on New York. Visit www.mybobs.com/Eagles lineup to enter now. Contest ends September 29th. Get your entries in right now. This is Eagles 360. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson and defensive coordinator Bill Davis, making some adjustments on Monday night, countering the Indianapolis Colts' power running game, turning the tables on that Indianapolis vaunted offense.
They went with their bigger personnel, so we knew we had to stop the run. The guys bowed up and did a great job with it. And then we had to get off the field on third down, and we pressured them and had nice tight coverage, and it worked out well for us. I mean, we knew when they went bigger people, they were running, and they did a great job with a tackle over and they ran for some yards that we didn't want them to run for, obviously, but it was a good fought game. That's a great team over there, and they had a great plan, and came down, and that's it. They just never quit. These guys never quit. I mean, we shot ourselves. I wonder how many penalties we had that gave them first downs, and the guys just kept coming and coming and coming, and they never turned on each other. They never quit. And we know that if we just keep swinging, sooner or later we'll land a punch. I mean, you think about it, they're going in for a score to go up 10 or 14, and all of a sudden that thing stays at 7 and our offense goes down, and Malcolm was the key there. He did a great job anticipating the route and broke on it, and big play.
As good as the defense was in Monday night's win over the Colts, there's always room for improvement, and one facet would be in penalties. If you combine the defense and special teams performances, they accounted for a total of 9 penalties. Of course, being at that hostile Lucas Oil Stadium could have played a factor, but that's definitely one area they must get better at moving
forward. Yeah, and another area probably I think the coaches would look at it and say, you missed too many tackles on Monday night, but still a solid performance against a very, very potent Indianapolis Colts offense that will score a lot of points. Anytime you hold Andrew Luck to 5.1 yards per pass attempt, you've done a nice job. Good adjustments against the run, as Davis said. So Eagles defense making some good progress, and Malcolm Jenkins has made some great progress. The leader of the Eagles secondary, we're talking defense, in the Eagles locker room after that huge 30-27 victory.
I thought we flew around. I thought, we killed ourselves, especially in the first half, with some third down penalties, just being a little undisciplined. But the offense that we played, was going to be explosive. They did a great job of scheming up some runs. They had a little issues with in big personnels. But, it was a battle going back and forth with a great offense. And the play, obviously, that we made late in the game put ourselves in a position to win. And that was big. So the two turnovers that we got really helped us fight our way back in this game.
It means a lot. You know, this is great confidence. You know, we just got to start strong and keep on finishing strong. And, you know, that's just what it is. You know, we got to eliminate some penalties. You know, I had a penalty, and I was pretty upset about it. And, you know, and I owe my team for that penalty. And you know, we just got to be mistake-free. And, you know, we go out there, you know, when stuff don't go right, you know, we pretty much, you know, we're hurting ourselves. You know, we got to go out there and be mistake-free.
I think they did some things in the first half that we didn't see on tape. And, like I said, we came in the second half, made adjustments, and we figured it out.
So a fine performance all around for the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday night. Now we turn the page, and the Washington Redskins coming to town. The NFC East schedule begins on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. And when we return to Eagles 360, the head coach, Chip Kelly, sits and joins me in studio. Our exclusive one-on-one on the other side.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Welcome you to the studio, Dave Spadaro, along with Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, our exclusive one-on-one this week here from the NovaCare Complex. Big win on Monday night for the Eagles against the Colts. Now we turn the page and look ahead to the Washington Redskins who come to town on Sunday. Chip, I'd like to first start with kind of just some football knowledge, if you could help me out on this. The screen game and what makes a screen pass work and kind of the evolution of getting the football to the running back in space and how it's kind of change the game in the NFL.
Well, I think part of it is that it's generated because there's outstanding pass rushers in the league, and what you're trying to do is slow the rush down with your screen game. And if the D linemen are slowing down their rush because they're worried about the running back on screens and not coming after the quarterback, and that's really kind of an answer. If you get a team that's really doing a great job rushing the quarterback, you need to be able to screen them. So takes athletic linemen in space, and then takes a running back that has a feel, and I think both our running backs, LeSean and Darren, have a really good feel for that.
And it's not just a screen. I mean, there's other ways. Everything that you ran on Monday night wasn't a screen to Darren Sproles.
No.
Can you talk about some of the other ways to get the football to
Darren? Yeah, we've got option routes to Darren. We've got he's running check release flat routes and just things where if he gets matched up against in man coverage, sometimes our quarterback's always looking for the best matchup, and a lot of times it's our running back on a linebacker.
Is it rare to find back? I mean, we've got two of them here, LeSean and Darren. Is it hard to find running backs with this kind of skill set?
Well, I think when you talk about being a complete running back, you have to be an outstanding runner first and foremost, but you also have to be a great pass catcher and a great blocker, especially in blitz pickup. And I think those guys do all three of them. We're always looking for complete running backs. Some guys have one strength that's better than another, but I think you got a couple guys there that are strong in every facet of the game.
How much does that help just everything you want to do from a game plan standpoint?
Well, it gives you answers, you know, when people, you know, and that's what we want to try to always strive for offensively, is that we have answers. If people are going to play us in this, we can do this. If people are going to change and play this now, then our answer is to kind of counterattack that and go a different way and be a, but you need to have players running. That's why I've said our offense is always personnel driven. It's easy to say, how do you stop this defense? Well, it's easy, run this. But what if you have a guy that can't run that? You know, so we feel like we've got some weapons at all of our spots that if you're going to be vulnerable and try to load up on one aspect over another, then we've got a chance to be successful.
Do the running backs here have to know the routes of all the positions across the board?
Yep. I mean, I think everybody does. We teach in concepts first, so everybody has a really good understanding of spatial awareness and where everybody is at certain times and where they need to fit into that kind of puzzle that we're putting out there for the quarterback.
Chip, this offensive line had some injuries to begin the season. You get Andrew Gardner starting at right tackle and Dennis Kelly at left guard in a hostile environment on the road, national television. They really seemed to stand up to the challenge that whole group up front did.
They did. All five of those guys played really, really well. We were fortunate we didn't sustain any injuries up front. So, you know, the five that started the game finished the game for us. But I thought in their real extensive, first real experience of extensive playing time, Dennis and Andrew did a really good job and held up very well for, you know, obviously the loss of Allen and the loss of Evan.
The challenge doesn't get any easier on Sunday. The Eagles against the Washington Redskins. 10 sacks for the Redskins. In their win Sunday against Jacksonville, what's that group on defense doing so well?
Very talented, obviously. You got two outstanding linebackers in Ryan Kerrigan and Arakpo. Two real, real what you're looking for. Guys that can set the edge, guys that can rush the quarterback. They've added Hatcher, who was with Dallas, who I have great respect for. I played well in the two games we played against Dallas last year, and now he's with them. Perry Riley's an outstanding middle linebacker. You obviously have D'Angelo Hall as one of the real good corners in this league. They brought Ryan Clark over from the Steelers, who's another really good safety. They get Brandon Merriweather back. So they're solid. They're solid on the at every level, at the first level on the defensive line, obviously at linebacker, and then in the secondary. So I think statistically they may lead the NFL in a lot of the defensive categories right now. And their first two games they played well defensively.
On the other side of the ball, Washington runs the ball very well. What kind of challenge is that for this Eagles defense?
Yeah, you know, I think everybody knows about Alfred Morris. He's had an outstanding career there in the short time that he's been in the league. They do a great job with the zone running scheme. Obviously, there's been a change at quarterback because of RG3's injury to his leg. So, but I think Kirk Cousins really fits into what Jay Gruden's trying to do down there. Got the ball out, was very, very efficient when he got in there. So, you know, they'll hurt you both run and pass.
Do they play with a lot of, you know, is it a similar kind of structure with whether RG3 is the quarterback or whether it's Kirk Cousins? Do they change much when there's...
It seemed like it. You didn't have a great volume just because Coach Gruden's only had two games under his belt down mm-hmm. there, so it's a whole new coaching staff. So, you know, going back to last year and looking at the offense, you're not going to gain much out of... You don't really gain anything because Coach Shanahan mm-hmm. was the coach down there. But, you know, Jay's a West Coast offense-based guy, knows that offense really, really well, and Kirk's executing it for him. So I think... They completed, I think, almost 75% of their passes in their first game. You know, it's a high completion, high tempo, get the ball out quick, and I don't think they really changed from RG3 in there to Kirk.
Last one for you, Chip. The short week, you've got the players in. They've already been at practice, no days off. What are the keys to getting them back mentally and physically?
Well, I think they're obviously in a good mindset because they're coming off the high last night. So, you know, that's a positive. We had a productive meetings today. We'll have a walkthrough later on this afternoon, and then we'll pick right up where Wednesday is our Wednesday, and we'll get right into the swing of things. Same Wednesday, same Thursday, same Friday, same Saturday, and then go play. So, you know, everybody's got a short week at some point in time. If you play a Monday night game, we had an extra day off last week. We don't have a day off this week, so it all kind of evens itself out.
Chip Kelly, good luck on Sunday. Washington Redskins in town. NFC East schedule opens, and we thank Chip Kelly for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes everyday. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future. But you will.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Dave and Chris here at the NovaCare Complex. Let's take one more look at some big games played on Sunday around the league. Of course, the Washington Redskins all over Jacksonville. 10 sacks. A good football team coming in here under the direction of quarterback Kirk Cousins.
Yes, indeed. Robert Griffin III down with a dislocated ankle, likely done for the season, but most importantly, out for this game. So can Kirk Cousins efficiently run that offense? Jacksonville did not look like the same team that came to Lincoln Financial Field. So we'll see what he can do, Cousins, with a full week of preparation.
All right, Arizona wins over the Giants. The Giants struggling so much. And how about the Saints 0-2 and Seattle? Everybody loves Seattle, Chris. They are 1-1 coming here a little bit later in the season. Really, really good game. Who knows where the Eagles will be at that time, but right now, Eagles 2-0 and Seattle 1-1. So fun stuff early in this 2014 season.
Eagles, one of only three teams in the conference with Arizona there and Carolina to be 2-0 to start the season. So if they can get the win over Washington and the return of DeSean Jackson to start 3-0.
Who's that?
A former wide receiver.
Maybe we'll hear about that a little bit later on this week on Eagles 360. We thank you for joining us here on Eagles 360. We come back your way tomorrow at 5 o'clock, so please join us then. And in between, stay with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. A short week of preparation. We're ready to go. Are you? Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.